This is the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista. All of the calories, none of the guilt.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
In case you missed it.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. It's not fun to do. Nobody likes to do it. But if you're going to have to break bad news, let Krista and myself help you and be your cheerleading squad. And that's
we love that.
We do. We love helping you
but
out.
But not making you cry.
No. We have Alyssa who has emailed our show this morning. Good morning, Alyssa.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going really good. Thank you for emailing us and now being on Breaking Bad News. I know it's not great because you're going to break bad news to your best friend, I guess, or your good friend.
Yeah.
And what is her name?
Her name's Shayna.
Okay, so, and how long have you known Shayna?
I've known Shayna for about 6 years.
Okay, so you guys have been friends for about 6 years.
Yeah.
And you guys are, would you say she's like your best girlfriend or just the casual girlfriend that you hang out with?
I would say she's one of my best friends.
Okay.
Yeah, she's really close.
So you guys are super close, you hang out all the time, and what possibly could you be telling her that's super bad here this morning?
Well, what I'm telling her is that I saw her boyfriend with another girl. So that's pretty bad news.
Yeah, that's terrible. So
like out?
Yeah. How did you, were you just out and about or did you just stumble upon them?
I was out and about. Yeah. I was at the mall actually.
Okay.
And I saw him, with this other girl and they were being kind of touchy feely. So it was a little bit of a red flag.
It was evident.
I guess for me, I'm always the guy and I always, I guess I always try to find the positive. Now, could it be that this was his cousin or that they were just friends? I mean, guys can have friends that are girls. It doesn't automatically mean they're cheating, does it? I mean, could it be a mistake?
I mean, it's possible. I don't know a lot of guys that feel up their cousins, but
oh my gosh.
Bit, yeah.
So he had his hands all over her girls.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Please tell me they were not at the playground in the mall.
they were not at the playground.
Okay.
I was like walking past them. I was leaving the bathroom actually. They're like by the bathroom.
Oh, by the food court.
It was really gross.
Love the food court for that.
It was really gross.
Yeah.
All right. And so, and he didn't see you obviously.
No, he didn't see me.
All right. All right. And obviously if this is a very good friend, you have to tell, you got to let her know what's up. I mean, come on, sisters before misters, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
You have to tell,
her.
You have to.
You know Shayna pretty well. How do you think she's going to be like, it couldn't be him? Is she that much in love with him? How long has she been out with this guy?
She's been out with him for about a year.
All right.
So it's going to hurt. I don't know how she's going to take it, but I mean, she's got to know.
Okay.
And I'd rather her hear it from me than, find out the same way I did. So.
Yeah, that's not
good. Oh, yeah.
So, all right, listen, we are going to dial the number for Shayna. It's just going to be you and her on the phone together, and you'll break this bad news to her, and we'll all see how it unfolds on the radio live, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Breaking bad news.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, hon, it's me.
What's going on?
I am so sorry. I have something really rough to tell you.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was at the mall a couple hours ago, and I saw Jeff there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I saw Jeff. He wasn't by himself.
Oh, boy.
He was with a girl.
Okay.
Yeah. And, at first I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're friends, but, I was leaving the bathroom and they were by the food court and he was like, he had his hands all over her and it was disgusting.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry. I know that's not what you wanted to hear, but.
Wow.
I don't understand, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. It didn't make sense to me either.
It could have been somebody. I think it's probably somebody else.
No, it was him.
How do you know it was him?
I know it was, I looked at him. It was him. I know what he looks like. It was Jeff.
It was, okay. So.
He didn't see me, but it was absolutely him.
I don't know, what you saw. Like, it definitely was not him. Like, things were going super good. Like, I don't know. Like, we were talking about ring shopping. Like, I'm not concerned. Like, it couldn't have been him.
It was him. I'm sorry. I know you don't want to hear it, but
why are you being like this?
Oh, I'm being like this because I'm your friend, and I want you to know that your boyfriend is cheating on you.
Boyfriend is not cheating on me. I don't know if you're jealous or like what's going on, but like,
come on,
this
seriously?
Is not cool.
No, I wouldn't say this unless it was true. Okay. You're one of my best friends.
Okay. Well, I don't know like what this is about. But like if you have like an issue with me, like,
oh my God, if I had an issue with you, I'd tell you. It's Jeff. Okay. I saw him. I promise.
Why doesn't she do that?
Okay.
It was him. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what else you want me to tell you. I'm sorry. I didn't want to have to tell you that either, but I'd rather you hear it from me than, you know, catch him yourself.
So like, what am I supposed to do? Be like, hey, Alyssa saw you at the mall. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you can say that. You can call me by name. That's fine. I wanted to tell you first.
We're going to break in. Hi, good morning. Is this Shayna?
Yes.
Hey, Shayna. This is Marco and Krista. We're live on 93.1 Jams here, doing a little thing called Breaking Bad News, where your very good friend Alyssa had to tell you something very difficult about your boyfriend, Jeff.
But you don't believe her.
Yeah. I mean, and Alyssa, you are very matter-of-fact about it. You're just very calm, so maybe that might have been some of it. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to know this, but is there any... Does he have a cousin in town? Does he have a sister that he's tight with? Could it possibly be something else? Maybe
should he have his hands on another girl's boobs?
We don't know if they were actually.
Well, she said she saw it.
They were. Yeah, see. That's what he was doing.
Okay, but like, I don't know. I just feel like if I were at the mall and some guy was touching some girl's boobs, like I wouldn't be close enough to figure out who it was. You know what I mean? Like,
do you recall what he was wearing that might help her out? Like, is there something particular about him or that he has that he always wears that be like, oh, no, that is him.
He was wearing a blue plaid shirt. He had on jeans with holes in them. He had an earring in one of his ears.
All right, so you were close enough to see pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And does your man have that? Does Jeff have that? An earring?
Well, but like, what dude doesn't have a blue shirt? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, the earring.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously they know each other, so I don't know. It's. I mean, Alyssa, you've seen Jeff hundreds of times, probably. If she's going out for, so
like,
you,
I know what he looks like.
Yeah, it's not like you're like trying to pick somebody out of a lineup. I mean, she knows exactly who she's looking at.
Yeah,
it's just like really hard for me to believe that it was him,
honey.
I know, and that's why it's hard.
Things
but
have been really good with us.
Okay. All right, that's terrible. All right, we're going to take the rest of this call off the air just to kind of let you guys figure everything out. Shayna, you never know. It could be something
else.
It
could
be
a mistake.
But we do have a $150 gift card for you to go shopping. Maybe you guys can go out to the mall and...
And catch him?
Not that mall.
Catch him?
Yeah, the mall, maybe.
Yeah. Was he at the East Town or West Town Mall?
Yeah. East Town.
Okay,
East Town.
All right, go to the West.
Yeah. All right, so I'm sorry, honey. And hopefully that'll... You know, at least get you guys can go out for drinks or something and figure this out together, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's take the rest of this off the air. It's on 93.1 Jams.
Don't break bad news by yourself. Let Marco and Krista help you do the dirty work every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, only on 93.1 Jams.
And now, nearly impossible trivia.
Because it's nearly impossible trivia.
Very nice, Paul.
Thank you, David.
All right, the phone number is 321-0931. A morning show prize pack up for grabs for you if you can answer this question. You want to read the question? You want me to read it? Nearly two-thirds of women think about... How do we word this to make this the best? Without giving it away.
Nearly two-thirds of women think about this a day.
Nearly two-thirds of women think about this in a day. 321-0931. So two-thirds of women think about this while they're doing something. Man.
I know. It's not like, good. I could easily... Yeah.
That's 75%, right? It's a lot.
I mean, I don't do math, but yeah.
66.
It's a surprising thing, though, what a lot of women do.
Yeah,
but,
66% of women will do this during the day. While they're doing something fun.
if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
We're good. So what do you think here?
It's going to be sex.
Well, it has to do with sex.
You're on the right path.
You're very, very close. So two-thirds of women will actually think about this during sex. We'll say that. How about that? So you're very close.
Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Think about that for a second. Call us back.
All right.
We've got a morning show prize pack. So two-thirds of women will think about this during sex. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you think the answer is?
Think about another man or another person during sex.
All right.
You're very, very close.
We'll give you a chance to be.
Specific.
Yeah, you got to be more specific.
Mm-hmm.
More specific.
More specific than just
another
person. So, you want another guess, real quick? So, two-thirds of women.
Another man.
More specific than that.
An ex-boyfriend.
An ex-boyfriend. Look at that.
There it is.
You're right.
Yeah.
We wanted to give it to you there, so we just had to have you clarify.
Okay.
Man, can you believe that? Two-thirds of women think about their ex during sex.
Happens to the best of us.
Well, yeah.
Man, have you ever done that?
Of course she has.
I will not confirm nor deny.
Because your boyfriend might be listening. Or your husband.
Well, one of my exes might be listening. So.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to give him that pleasure, right?
No, not at all.
Not at all. No.
That is good. What's your name?
Heather.
Heather, nice job. What are you doing this morning?
I'm driving to work.
Very good. Well, hang on a second. We've got a morning show prize pack to get you, okay?
Okay.
Man, can you believe that? Two-thirds of women think about their ex during the hibbity-dibbity. Now, you're married. You ever think about the old ex? I'm going to put you right on the spot. Travis is still sleeping.
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
Everyone has. Come on. I think guys do that, too. I don't know how many.
It doesn't even need to be an ex. It could be, your boss that you currently have, or your girlfriend's girlfriend, or
you guys
don't have shame.
Megan Fox.
Fine. Yeah. Yours is 100%. Megan Fox.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista. This is on MSN today. 19 things your mom did that no mom would think of doing today. Remember back in the day, it was just different when we were kids. Number one on this list is let you ride in your car without a seatbelt, much less a car seat.
Oh, jeez. I don't remember being in a car seat ever.
I remember standing on the front seat of a car.
Really?
We had the bench seats and we had a back seat. So I would remember going from the front to the back, standing. Yeah, it was no
standing.
Yeah, I just remember I was like five, just standing in the back seat playing with stuff.
I'm pretty sure that I was put on my parents' lap to actually drive our family vehicle.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah, probably.
Not a problem.
You know the back window, that little shelf. I remember laying back there one time, just looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, styling your hair with her spit. Remember the old lick the lips?
Oh yeah, thanks, mom.
Wouldn't do that today. I don't know, but well.
I do that to Gia. If she's got stuff on her face, it's being licked.
So you still do that?
Yeah.
How about put a Coke or a soda in your lunchbox?
No.
Back in the day, they would just put soda in the old lunchbox.
That's hilarious.
That's what I would do.
Oh, man. I miss those big old thermoses that you used to get in your lunchbox. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell you to walk to your friend's house. I remember my dad actually during the summer one time came home and was like, locked us out of the house. Like, he's like, you go outside and play, lock the doors so we couldn't get in the house.
That's good.
Just go. Go play somewhere.
That's hilarious.
I'd be miles from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are things that your mom did years ago that they would never think about doing now. Send you to the neighbor's house to borrow a cup of sugar. I had to do that a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Sending my brother, when he's only 12, to go to the gas station to get my mom's cigarettes.
Yeah.
That still is crazy to me. Here's a note that I wrote my son for you.
I need some cigarettes.
Give him some cigarettes.
I need some smokes, guys.
Yeah, give him. Come on.
Send your kid. That's why you have kids.
He would ride his, huffy bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You walk near a glass table or anything that wasn't childproof. Yeah, back in the day, boy, you get glass tables, wrought iron. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
You better watch where you're walking. It's not my fault.
We did this a lot. Go to the pool without sunscreen. I remember putting on suntan lotion. You know what I mean? Like, we did the opposite of what was supposed to be good for you.
Okay, I don't remember my mom ever putting... And I was born in Scottsdale. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would go to Ocean City, Maryland. She'd like, lather you up with some suntan lotion.
Get a tan up in here. You're still so tan today.
See, it worked.
My mom should have done that to me then.
This is one. Let the neighborhood teenager babysit. I think some people still do that. But back in the day, they just had to be like 13 or 14 or whatever.
Yeah, they did.
Now you need a nursing degree, fingerprinted. Can you do CPR?
Paid $15 an hour now.
FBI background check.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that your mom did way back in the day. They don't quite do now. Leave you in the car while she ran into the store real quick. Remember that one?
Yes.
I don't even like, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I always get caught in the thing where if Josh is in the car seat and I'm at a gas station, you know, you park right next to the, and I'm like, sure. I could just run in.
But you don't.
I know. It's like 2 feet. Then you keep looking out and you feel bad if you do it.
I don't know. Do parents wash their kids' mouths out with soap? Because that was always a classic in my house.
This is, they have number 16. It's let you sit behind the wheel of the car, pretend you're driving while they're driving.
I've done that, remember?
Yeah. Let you remember this? Ride your bike without a helmet?
Mm-hmm.
But I would, come on. And everyone still lived.
Yep.
Let you use a pair of scissors on your own. The sharp ones, not the ones that are plastic and not pointy.
I don't know. I know that, but I couldn't let you ever touch the big ones.
Yeah. Remember the candy cigarettes?
Yes.
Those were so very good.
You know, at my elementary school in Superior, Wisconsin, there was a candy store across the street, and they would allow us to buy that stuff.
Yeah. Come on.
Hey, dude. I'm in sixth grade. I'm going to go across the street and buy my candy smokes.
I need some candy smokes, guys. Yeah. Just put it in there, pretend you're smoking. Those were actually good.
I know, but why? Whoever thought that was a good idea?
Somebody at the candy store is like, okay, guys, we need something else. Jolly Ranchers, no. Yeah, M&M's, no. What about candy cigarettes? I love it, Bobby. Yeah. Let's start making those tomorrow.
Good job, Bobby.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Sound. You just have to get up, get up.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
You just have to get.
Don't keep all this fun and funny to yourself. Hit subscribe and share it with your friends.
I like the humor in it. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. In case you missed it.